This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several days of being pounded and poured on by Hurricane Dorian, taking a devastating toll on the Bahamas. More than a half dozen people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister says that number may still rise. The storm currently lashing the east coast of Florida, and it could still make landfall, perhaps in the Carolinas, in another day or two. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says they're ready.
We've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by for any impacts from the storm along that coastline.
He spoke on Fox News. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn the extradition bill that sparked 3 months of protests. Lam announced the withdrawal in a video statement. The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to bring any bills concerning guns to the Senate floor if President Trump would only be vetoing them anyway. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Majority Leader says he's essentially waiting on the President. He says he expects an answer next week about what the President supports before he agrees to bring a bill before the full Senate for a vote. House Democrats passed a background check bill several months ago and are expected to vote on additional bills next week. The Senate is scheduled to return to Washington September 9th.
Federal investigators say they're 100% confident they'll figure out why a California diving boat caught fire early Monday, killing dozens of people. Yesterday, NTSB members said that the agency has 16 investigators on site, and they're interviewing surviving crew members, companies involved in the boat charter, and first responders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judges blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. We now know how the suspect in this past weekend's West Texas shooting spree purchased his gun. CNN reports the 36-year-old Seth Ater purchased the AR-15 style rifle in a private sale, which didn't require a background check. At one point in 2014, Ater reportedly tried to buy a gun, but he failed the background check back then. He was fired from his job last Saturday. Police believe he'd been in a downward spiral for a while, though. Seven people were killed, over two dozen others were wounded in those shootings. And CVS is rolling out new efforts to reduce youth vaping. The company now partnered with healthcare company Aetna says removing tobacco products from its shelves was just the beginning. They're now pledging over $50 million over the course of 5 years towards educational materials and tools to prevent tobacco and e-cigarette use. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We have Grover Norquist, President of Americas for Tax Reform, with us. And we're going to be talking about an important game-changing concept here. He mentioned it the last time we got together, and I'm glad we're going to have a little bit more time to break it down for you. And that has to do with indexing capital gains. And I agree that this could be a game-changer for us. Grover, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be with you.
Last week, President Trump agreed. He endorsed the idea of indexing capital gains. Break it down for our audience so that we understand exactly what this means and why this should have them to their feet applauding this policy.
Two key points. One, this is great policy. Equally importantly, it can be done by executive order. There's lots of great policy that requires Nancy Pelosi's signature. That isn't happening in the next 2 years.
Yes.
So this would say that when you pay capital gains, if you have a house that you sell, a second home you sell, land, stock that you've saved up for retirement, any asset that appreciates in value, you pay a capital gain on it and it's taxed. Right now you pay taxes not only on the real gain, but also on the inflation that built up. So if you're older and you lived through the late 70s, there were 2 years back to back where inflation was 10%.
Right.
So that's 20% of your asset is make-believe value increase. And if you held it for 20 years when inflation was very low, only 2 to 3%, that's 40%+ of your asset is inflation in terms of when you pay tax on it. So the goal is to say, you know what? No taxing inflation, just the real gain. So how much did the value of your home or land or a business or stock go up? Take the inflation out of it, pay taxes on the real gain. And that drops the price, the cost of certain stocks that you may have held for not very long, by 80%. So it cuts the capital gains effective rate way down, and that will free up people to sell assets long held up. This is very important for older Americans, very important for people who own land or buildings, particularly if you're in the Midwest and land is not appreciated as fast as in San Francisco. And so it's a huge benefit to people who are retiring, selling stuff now, but also for younger people, because if you're 25 and you're starting to buy a house and stock for in a 401k or an IRA, now you can look out and the value of your stock in your home is going to go up because when you sell it, there's no longer the inflation tax. So it's good for everybody, but older people are going to see right away in cash dollars what it's worth. Younger people will see a brighter future as they move forward. And the president can do this simply by defining the cost of a house or stock is not what you paid for it when you bought it, but what you paid for it plus inflation. So the real cost.
Exactly.
The Supreme Court ruled in 2002 that agencies had the authority to do this. And about 2 months ago, there was another Supreme Court case where people thought maybe the Supreme Court will say, nah, agencies don't have this leeway. In fact, they said, yes, they do. So two good news. The president thinks this is great policy. Everybody I've talked to in the White House over the last 2 years agrees. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal policy. It'll raise lots of money because people have been holding, and companies, by the way, an estimated $7 trillion in sticky capital that corporations have owned for decades and in some cases 100 years.
Yes.
And they don't sell it because the tax is so high because of inflation. But as soon as that goes away, people go, I don't need that land. I'll sell it to somebody who wants it. I've been using it to park cars. And that $7 trillion in reallocated assets to highest and best use is a massive deregulation that we haven't seen in this country for a long time and will really help the stock market and raise the value of all assets because they're now a hedge against inflation, which they weren't before. And as older people and companies are selling their assets to take advantage of this new rule, you're going to see a tsunami of revenue coming into D.C. to reduce the deficit. So this, I think, would guarantee the president's reelection. I think it would take the stock market up dramatically, as well as create a great deal of wealth across the country. And the left will yell 1%, 1%, which is what they do whenever we want to cut taxes.
Right.
55% of Americans, of adults, own stock. 55.
Right.
That's not one. 55%.
Right.
About half the country owns a home. So when and many people own second homes, and farmers own land, and ranchers own land. We're talking about more than 100 million people directly benefiting right away, but everybody as you move forward.
Well, this is a basic principle, Grover, and I think you and I touched on this the last time, is that stagnation doesn't serve anybody. And when you are causing the economy to stagnate, no matter what sector it is not good for all concerned. Now you're freeing up these regulations, you're freeing up the economy in such a way, as you say, heretofore maybe that property has been a parking lot. Now it becomes something more exciting and creative that younger people are, with their energy and investment, are able to do something rather. God only knows what this will do and what forces of industry could be ignited as a result of getting out of this stagnant mindset. I think it's exciting.
It's extremely exciting. The president has said he knows he has the authority twice. He said he wanted to do it, then the next day he said, maybe not because I'm going to be attacked for it. And then when Steve Forbes tweeted out an article that I wrote with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on why this is important. And the same day I had a piece in the Washington Post on how this is terribly important politically. When you take a look at the number of Americans in all the swing states who fall into the category of paying capital gains taxes on a regular basis, this really changes the political dynamic as well as the economic dynamic. The president's point on this is that this will be something that democratizes wealth and gets many more people into the stock market and rewards all those 100 million people that have mutual funds in the United States, where they're broadly invested in the United States. And we already have one of the highest capital gains taxes in the world compared to other countries. All those socialist countries in Europe have lower capital gains than us.
Amazing.
New Zealand has no capital gains tax at all. And when the left wing prime minister, who's down there now and stole everybody's guns a couple weeks ago, said we want to tax capital gains, there was an uproar in the country at the unfairness of taxing inflation. So in New Zealand, we've had sort of a plebiscite. Do you like the idea of taxing inflation?
Right, yes.
And it was so powerful that she had to back off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know by experience, Grover, to your point here, is that good policy makes for good politics. And Donald Trump, time and again, I mean, he is echoing and exampling what that means.
Oh, absolutely. He's been fearless, which is why when he gave us a reason for maybe not doing it, that the left would whine, that didn't strike me as something would stop this administration or this president. Mm-hmm. I think he's hearing that from some cautious advisors. But when I went to, for instance, the Tax Foundation, which is a think tank that does, you know, it looks and predicts how various economic policies will change things, they told me, and this is going to be very interesting, they said, look, we don't know how to calculate the benefits of this because they're so vast, and our models all start with the assumption, our economic models, that all capital is perfectly allocated in the United States today.
We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Grover Norquist after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And as promised, Grover Norquist continues with us. Grover, this idea, and is so exciting, about indexing capital gains, getting rid of inflation. As you say, so many other countries already do this. I mean, they probably look at us and think, you know, what's wrong with these people? But on the other hand, the G7, there were a lot of leaders looking at Donald Trump and looking at American policy and what we were doing economically and saying, boy, we want to be like America here. What can we do?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we do so many things right in the United States. Rule of law, contracts, property rights, relatively low taxes compared to other countries. But sometimes we miss some of the real boneheaded things we do because you go, what do you mean you did that radical change? Look how well we're doing. Well, there are things that have over time built up, and the amount of inflation that's taxed in people's life savings as they get older, in their homes, in land, in stock, in a business that a family creates, has really made it difficult for people to sell assets because it's so painful. And even corporations also pay capital gains taxes, and they never die and have a step-up in basis. So they've accumulated, one CEO told me, more than $7 trillion in sticky capital that within a year and a half would be sold.
You imagine a warehouse of sticky capital? That's what you're looking at, right?
Yep. And land that, you know, when you go through a town and you see building, parking lot, you know, one floor parking lot, you go, what's that all about? Is it some stupid zoning law? Well, when you check, it's often the guys waiting to sell it until granddad dies, and then they get stepped up in basis. If it's a person and if it's a corporation, they may never sell it because the cost of the inflation tax is so high. And you would take land that's not well used and make it better used, small businesses that are just sort of going along. I talked to one business owner who's very successful and very wealthy and started in gas stations. He has a bunch of gas stations. He still owns them. He says to sell them costs too much money, so I let somebody run it. But if I'd sell it to somebody, it could be his or her their life.
They're, exactly.
You know, they put a lot more into it than I can. I can't afford to sell them. I would sell them in a minute if I wasn't taxed on inflation.
This is huge. I hope that President Trump, you say he can do this by executive order. And, of course, you know, you get the naysayers. I mean, the BEA report came out and clearly squashed their argument that those taxes were only helpful for the top 1%. And they actually, in their study, came out and clearly stated that, no, actually, the 99 got a greater benefit than the 1%, right?
Oh, absolutely. This 1% is so much nonsense. People get capital gains when they sell a home or they sell stock or a business. That year, you may very well be among the top 1, 2, or 3% of owners because that year you have so much income. Well, that's not that you're rich. It's that your income really spiked that year.
Right.
But the left-wing guys who wrote our tax policy treat someone who made, you know, sold a house and made a couple hundred thousand dollars one year as if they're making several hundred thousand dollars every year for the rest of their lives. At least, you know, 10% of Americans are in the top 1% at some point in their life. So the top 1% is actually 10%. And when you talk about the top 10%, it's an even bigger number there. 25-year-olds are very rarely have high incomes, and 75-year-olds very rarely have high incomes. You know, the same person makes some money when they're younger, makes more money when they're older, less when they've retired in whole or in part. And to treat people as if somebody always makes $20,000 or always makes $50,000 or always makes $100,000, it's just nonsense.
But yes,
that's
exactly
some sort of European class-based theory that they've got. And our goal is we want everybody to have more assets and everybody to have more income and everyone to have more opportunities. And so every effort to deregulate and bring taxes down gives people more opportunities.
Well, this is why freedom is so important. Everything that our founding fathers stood for, you know, liberty, freedom, to allow those that produce to, you know, go for the golden ring, you know, to reach out and realize big dreams for themselves and their family that hard work can pay off. But unfortunately, you have this socialist movement in our country and mindset that says, well, you know, Grover, you didn't build that. We built it for you. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have have it. That's what Barack Obama was trying to form in our conscience. But we knew that was a big lie, but it didn't stop them from continuing to promote that.
This was a calculated move by the left, and I've seen it over the last 20 years because I've seen them give these presentations. They want to convince people that you have resources, you have a high income, you have success because you were lucky. Okay, you were lucky. I know lots of people who had, you know, wonderful parents who crashed and burned, but you know, this, you know, you just lucked out. And right. The reason they do that is that people have a different opinion of money earned by somebody who they think earned it and somebody who won it in the lottery. People who win money in the lottery get calls from every one of their friends saying, can you lend me $20? People who got a pay increase don't, because people know that the guy who got a pay increase earned it, and the guy who won the lottery, it's really not his money, right?
Right.
He doesn't earn that.
Right.
And they want to convince you and me and all Americans that when you work hard and you build a small business and then you sell it, and that day you look very rich because you sold, you were earning the money that you sweated for 25, 30 years to build that small business, that small company. And they want to act like you didn't earn it. It was the lottery, and you should be taxed as if it was somehow luck. And they're trying to separate your success in life from work and therefore make it easier for people to say, yeah, go ahead, take what he has.
Right, exactly. There's no credit for hard work. And, you know, this is so un-American that kind of consciousness would raise its head. But, hey, look, this is what socialism gives you. It reduces you to your lowest common denominator. And more galling to me, Grover, is that it reduces us to mediocrity. Can you imagine a mediocre America? I can't even begin to fathom that.
Well, we've had to worry about this in the past. There have been efforts. I mean, the Socialist Party got real votes, elected congressmen, in the 20s and 30s in the United States. There was a flourishing Communist Party. So to a certain extent, the old model of the Soviet Union and even Communist China has been discredited. There's too much blood on the floor. So that's been helpful. And because the kind of people who were pushing for that before used to deny that there were death camps in Russia and China and so on. They just had equality. And they were intellectuals, public intellectuals, who went over at the height of the Stalinist purges and came back and told Americans everything was fine over there. The good news is we have Venezuela right here. There's the wonderful saying, no one's life is a complete waste. Some people serve as bad examples. Well, that's true with countries.
Exactly.
Venezuela is explaining you can have a lot of oil, you can be the richest country in Latin America, and throw it all away by becoming socialist.
Exactly. And that's what poor leadership does to you, horrendous leadership. And that seems to be what socialism delivers time and again. I don't know anywhere in history, Grover, we can look back at some socialist leader and say he's an example of the modern world for good.
Yes. They're example of what not to do. Do not do those things. And even some of the countries that people talk about as socialist, you know, Sweden actually has much lower taxes on capital and investment than other countries. They got rid of their death tax. They have complete school choice. So the reason why they're still standing, even though their taxes are too high and spending is too high, is that there are whole areas in which actually they're more classically liberal, more open even than other European countries, and sometimes more than the United States. So when you do see a country that seems to have big government and still surviving, look for the secret sauce. Find out what the few things they're doing well. And Sweden had a conservative government that came in and redirected it because it really was faltering and going down the path of destruction. And there's a lot yet to be done in Sweden, but it's Bernie Sanders couldn't get elected there because he'd be pushing things the Swedes have rejected, like the wealth tax, which 12 countries in Europe have, only four do. The French only have it sort of, so 3.5. Why would you recommend doing something that our European friends, you know, like a petri dish or a guinea pig,
try
it out on them?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And it didn't work, and so they walked away from it, and the very left-wing Labour Party in Britain looked at it for decades and said, this doesn't work, we're not going to do it. So they avoided stupid. The other countries got the stupid and then walked away from it.
Yeah.
And then we have idiots in the United States going, let's do stupid.
It really is there. Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, where can they go for more information? You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several days of being pounded and poured on by Hurricane Dorian, taking a devastating toll on the Bahamas. More than a half dozen people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister says that number may still rise. The storm currently lashing the east coast of Florida, and it could still make landfall, perhaps in the Carolinas, in another day or two. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says they're ready.
And we've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by for any impacts from the storm along that coastline.
He spoke on Fox News. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn the extradition bill that sparked 3 months of protests. Lam announcing the withdrawal in a video statement, the bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin is joining us now, the founder, president of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, all things considered, I didn't have to go all the way to Florida after our trip to Hawaii. I'm kind of stalled out here, almost like the hurricane in California, thank God. I'm just praying for, you know, the people. I had a lot of people go, well, thank God it missed you where you were at, because initially the models were showing, you know, Hurricane Dorian coming right at us just above West Palm Beach. And thank God it slowed up and went north. But I said, yeah, it's good news for us. But, you know, I'm praying for the Carolinas and, you know, what could happen to them and Georgia as well.
Yeah, you feel good when you make it out, and then you think, okay, but there's still other people on the path, and we want everyone to be safe.
Yeah, especially when we saw what happened in the Bahamas. I mean, how devastating is that? I mean, you got Cat 4, Cat 5 kind of winds going on there. And again, you know, we continue to pray for them, Jenny Beth. And speaking of hurricanes, you know, the Democrats are amazing to me. I mean, they continue to promote socialism on this current 2020 tour that they're on, when clearly a majority of the people do not want it, but they believe, for the, I guess overall, maybe 20-25% of the people that think socialism might be the answer, they figure they're just going to drag the rest of us, you know.
screaming and crying into socialism. But you had a great presentation here in terms of, speaking of hurricanes, you know, like hurricanes, socialism would have a devastating impact.
It would have a devastating impact, and it would have a devastating impact on the economy. The five costliest hurricanes on record, average damage of $99.4 billion. Think about that. It's $99.4 billion for each event. Yet the cost of implementing socialism, we would need to experience 36.4 hurricanes every year with an impact equivalent of Katrina and Harvey and Sandy, even to reach the low end of the projected economic annual impact of mild socialism in this country. And and the reason that we say that is you look at how much the hurricanes cost. Mm-hmm. There is a report from the National Economic Advisers. They did a report in October of last year on the opportunity cost of socialism. And the GDP would go down anywhere from 19% to 40%. And if it goes down that much, it costs it will cost Americans an average of $11,000 to $24,000 each year, each citizen.
I love the way they titled this, and this is a government resource, the opportunity costs of socialism. There's no opportunity in socialism. It's an oxymoron, right?
Right. That's very true. There is not opportunity. It takes away opportunity. It takes away freedom, and it gives power and control to the government. And when the government is in charge of things, generally speaking, where the things they're in charge of wind up being worse off when there are people who can do it individually for themselves.
Exactly. Well, I guess it's opportunity if you like people who die. I mean, because in the wake of every socialism historically, there has been a massive humanity left in its wake. Productivity is blighted, mediocrity, like you cannot believe, and darkness over the countries that do this. And this is why even the Europeans who have embraced it have abandoned it, you know, after saying, well, this seems like a good idea. And they, you know, they lose their liberal minds and then realize, you know, they wake up one day sober and go, what were we thinking?
Right. That is exactly right. And it takes away economic freedom and it takes away individual freedom. And as a human being, we have the innate desire to be free and to run our lives the way we see fit. And what conservatives believe is that we should be able to do that as long as you are not harming others or infringing on their rights. And the exact opposite of that is to say, no, the government is going to control everything that you or the majority of what you say, think, and do, and you will do exactly what the government likes. It brings everybody down. You may all be equal under socialism or communism, but you're equal at a very low level, while still the people who are elite and powerful live above the law.
I'll tell you, Jenny Beth, maybe I'm just too much of a type A personality, but I resent mediocrity. I have no stomach for it. I think it is one of the worst things that can happen to humanity is that we would be round pegs forced into square holes there of mediocrity and find ourselves being less than. I mean, we already have to deal with that question, you know, throughout our lives saying, you know, could I have done better? What more could I do? I mean, this is kind of the cry of mankind after all is said and done, is we do the best we can do. But if you have an oppressive government, this is why so many people, you know, look to the United States of America and they see that light on a shining hill, that light of hope, that light of productivity, because we know key to people's happiness is for people to have a fair shot at exercising their God-given gifts and talents. Boy, you want to frustrate people? Just make them a round peg in a square hole. And boy, that, I mean, we already have that across the country anyway in a free society where people are working jobs that they're really not happy at doing.
Yes, we do. And if you choose to do a job and maybe you're not using your gifts to their fullest, but you've chosen to do that, it's one thing. It's another thing when you're forced to do it because you don't have any other choice. And I'm with you. I have real issues with that. And I think that when you live up to your greatest potential, you wind up serving yourself and others much better than you do when you're not living to your greatest potential.
Well, the problem with socialism is one big lie after another. I mean, this is what we found out. I mean, even when you hear some of these professors that have been indoctrinated, that are indoctrinating our kids in the universities across the country in touting, you know, Nordic countries and how successful they have been in the 70s. But it's like, wait a minute, you are taking it totally out of context, and you have made a clear decision and choice to prejudice the information because you're not even looking at these Nordic countries in today, because it was what they experienced in the 70s that caused them to abandon socialism. Am I reading that right?
I think that you are reading that correctly. And those countries, it's easy to go and be able to do that kind of an experiment with your country when you know that there are other countries who are free and are powerful enough to help out if you wind up needing help. What happens if America is no longer free and isn't living up to her greatest potential and is not able to help other countries out around the world? And that's something that I think is lost on these the radical liberals. They forget we're the most generous people in the world. We want to be charitable to our neighbors. Part of the reason we're able to do that is because we are free to do so. Once you're forced to do something, we won't have the same result.
Exactly. You think we got problems at the border now? How much less do you think we're going to be able to help people who even claim to have some sort of asylum service? I mean, you know, we've got some Democrats complaining they don't have toothbrushes or toothpaste. And I mean, just think of all of a sudden we became Venezuela. And if you think not, I don't think Venezuela in a million years thought that they would be where they are today, do they?
No, not at all. Not at all. And look where they are.
Yeah, it is pathetic to think at one time one of the richest countries there in Latin America, and it's absolutely devastating with inflation, over 1,000,000% inflation. I mean, you can't even comprehend that. It's just, it's not only ludicrous and incomprehensible, it is painful to the everyday citizen of Venezuela. It is absolutely unbelievable. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Always, Jenny Beth, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Evangelist Alveda King, a director of civil rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, joins us now. We've got a lot to catch up on. Dr. King, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, it's good to join you and your listening audience. I just happened to be ending a meeting with my good friend Ken Harrison.
Oh, yes.
The Promise Keepers meeting.
Yes.
And Aaron and Angela King, my godson and goddaughter, and we were here talking about the state of America and what we can continue to do.
Well, my heart has been with Promise Keepers for many years, going back to when Coach McCartney had come up with the idea and the concept and was very involved with the E-Team development and that. And I wish Ken all the best in whatever we can do to help him out, let him know that we're right there for him to get this resurging once again, because this has long been missing in our culture and our community, especially these
Bill,
days.
Bill, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to ask Ken to take 30 seconds and say hi to you.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, how are you, man?
Hey, Ken, so glad to finally get connected. I know there's been some forces trying to get us together, and I was just sharing with Alveda, my heart has been so connected with Promise Keepers back to the day with Coach McCarthy and all the great work that Promise Keepers did, and I've just been excited to hear that, that you're getting, getting some, some work and getting some momentum going. Because, boy, I'll tell you, this is what men have been crying for ever since Promise Keepers, kind of stepped aside for a while. We definitely have missed you.
Man, I'm so glad that we just connected, because I heard that my assistant Gina gave your information to our PR firm and they fumbled the ball, and I was very upset. So I'm glad. Let's schedule a call with my assistant and make it sure that it happens correctly.
We definitely will, and I'm grateful for you coming on real quick and for Alveda turning over the phone. And when she mentioned you, I guess, hey, this is divine appointment. We're supposed to be connected on this, okay? So I look forward to what we can do together, and however we can help and come alongside, count me in, okay?
Thanks. I'll as soon as I get the phone back to her, I will text Gina and have her reach out to you, since she still has your information.
Yes.
And have her set up a call for us.
We'll make that happen. Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless.
You too, man. Here you go.
Okay.
Alveda, bless your heart for doing that. You didn't know that, but we've been trying to get together for a long time, so this is a divine appointment here. So thank you for being instrumental in connecting us.
All right. So what's happening right now in your world?
Well, in my world, I'm not in the East Coast, thank God. You know, I end up slowing down because I had to make a stop from Hawaii. You know, our daughter gave birth 6 weeks early. Little Ozzy was not supposed to be around till mid-September, decided, nah, July's better. And so he came early. And you know how these little ones are. You know, they're like hurricanes. They got minds of their own. And
well, Alexander was born this weekend, my number 11 grandbaby.
Well, that's it. So you just had to one-up me. I'm number 10. I got number 10 now, but you had to do me one better, just
well,
like normal. Exactly. So anyway, we just came in from Maui a couple of days ago and made a pause here in California. Meanwhile, we were watching what's going on in Florida with the hurricane and that. But we continue to do so. So anyway, but so that's been a lot. But of course, this weekend for you has been quite eventful. I mean, first of all, we're remembering the 56th anniversary of your uncle, Martin Luther King's iconic I Have a Dream speech, and of course then also the mourning for 200 million black Americans on this day of mourning that took place. So a lot to catch up on, so run it down for us if you would.
Well, the men joined us on the National Day of Mourning. It followed the 56th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech.
Mm-hmm.
And so I honored my uncle by bringing out a new report, Black and Brown Americans in Search of the American Dream. And it's out there on Amazon. You can get the reader or get that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we were dealing with the dream. We talked about Black and Brown American dreamers and some Caucasian friends as well.
Right.
Then starting in Virginia Friday, Bill, Catherine Davis at the Restoration Project, Dean Nelson, Douglas Leadership Institute, and me and Father Frank and me from Priest for Law and Civil Rights for the Unborn. So they boarded buses and vans and cars, some bicycles over, I believe, and all that kind of thing, came from Virginia, North Carolina to Atlanta.
Mm.
And then we get in a processional with the panels on our cars to 20 million dead, and that's 20 million black babies aborted legally in America since 1973. Over 60 million total, and they're all human beings.
Right.
Skin color doesn't change the fact that you're the human race.
Exactly.
So we get over to Alabama, and it was so powerful because we asked our brothers to cover us as women as we mourned, and God to cover all of us. So the men got up and mightily prayed as well.
Yeah.
The women prayed, gave testimony. It was just incredible. And with Promise Keepers, I don't know if you guys know, I'm the first female on the board. Coach McCartney was a mentor from a distance. I bought his album way back there when I was born again.
Uh-huh.
It's called Alone with God.
Yes.
And it's from my own album, Tender Moments Alone with God. So I felt like Coach McCartney was like a daddy mentor kind of thing, although we never met.
Oh, interesting.
So,
yeah.
All these years later, I'm working with Promise Keepers.
Well, that is so cool. And the thing is, relevant to what you were just sharing a moment ago, and you know my heart, Alveda, we've discussed this many times, is that there is that male version of the cry of Rachel that is yet to be heard. It's starting to be heard from east to west. I know later on, what are we, weeks away from the movie Roe v. Wade that you're an executive producer for, right?
Right. It's in post-production. Probably hit out here right in the middle of January or February.
Right.
And we're very excited about that. And with Promise Keepers, by the way, big issue on abortion and healing the family, the man.
Exactly.
And rescuing the baby, healing that mother. That's a real big piece because a lot of men regret abortion too.
Without a doubt. That's what's happening. As I've told you anecdotally, many women come to me and say, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13 today. And I'm starting to hear the same thing from the men across the country. And they're weeping. And this is not a woman's rights issue. This is a human rights issue. And this is, as you say, transcends all color because we are one blood, as you remind
one
me all
blood.
The time. We are one blood.
One
exactly.
Blood, one race, and the babies are part of it. They're people.
Amen. Amen. Well, what you're doing, Alveda, is just so important for a time such as this, because I believe that what is happening organically, something that legislators, something that, some of these celebrities think somehow they have control over, the fact of the matter is that since 1973, women and men experientially have realized that they've bought into a lie, because if it was just some nonsense flesh or something like cancer, women would not be grieving to the depth of their grief that they experience today if that is just the case. They know that they bought into a big lie, and we are all in repentance over this and praying that God will forgive us and heal our land.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Dr. King, I mean, this is such a profound topic. I believe it is the issue of the day that we need to go head-to-head on. And what you're doing and what you've done this past weekend, all connected with your uncle, Martin Luther King's, in search of that dream.
It's the American dream. And it's
exactly.
All of us. But I hope some of the listeners know that we're also very compassionate about immigrants. But you've got to have some order.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a path to citizenship. You've got to have stability. So it's not that we are not trying to be generous and bless people, but we need to do it the right way, and we have to get our own houses and our own acts in order as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been playing a soundbite to that end, reminding people of even what Barack Obama had to say not that long ago about immigration, which Donald Trump tweeted out that I agree 100% with Barack Obama. But it's sad that what Barack Obama had to say about immigration, which is right, it's legal, it's reasonable, it's fair for all concerned, fair for citizens, fair for immigrants coming to the country, because they should have a fair shot at realizing the American dream. And the way to do it is to follow the rule of law. You cannot break the law and expect to be blessed and to achieve the American dream. And Barack Obama was clear about that. And that's why Donald Trump says, I agree. Sadly, the Democratic Party cannot agree with one of those statements, one sentence of those the statements that Barack Obama made. That's pretty pathetic.
You know, they are just way out there. It's really like an illness. They call it Trump derangement syndrome. It is really true. Somebody said that, but it's on both sides. So I think it's over on Angela Stanton King's Instagram. But there's this pretty little girl, Caucasian, with the pretty blonde hair and stuff. And she said, oh, they called me a Democrat. So her mother said, what's wrong? And this little baby said, they called me a Democrat. She started screaming uncontrollably. And I showed it to my little granddaughter last night.
Yeah.
And the little baby, well, she's eight, she's not a baby, but she slapped her head. It was like, oh, my God. Yeah. So we've got to stop this derangement syndrome kind of behavior. We really do.
Well, and as we talked about, this isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. This is an us thing, a United States of America thing. We, as you say, there's so much, there's so much disparity that we love and embrace about this country. It is critical. It is genius. Our founding fathers, the way they brought us all together, over the unum, it's e pluribus unum, and us to understand what unum is all about, and at the core of unum is that realization of the great American dream.
It is. It absolutely is. So we have our job, but I thank you, though, really, for what you're doing on the air. We got to get it done. So I love you, and I love your listeners. Let's talk soon, okay?
You got it always. Take care, Alveda. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
hunters.